As the mighty blessed Himalaya speaks his heart to us, we send him our love, ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and everything that he wants to do for the people of his land and all that he has the power to do for those in our land. May our heart's love call forth from the central sun the blessing that fulfills the divine plan quickly for both nations to whom he pours his blessing. Beloved ones of America, and those who have come from other portions of the earth, I bring you greetings from the heights of eternal purity and bear to you the love of those who throughout the centuries have, with my humble efforts, sought to bring mankind to the raised consciousness of realizing the futility of human desire. We want to raise mankind's attention away from all that is enslaving them. And the only way to do that is to keep realizing and using and drawing forth from the great central sun, by the activity of the great central sun magnet, the power of that love which enters into the atmosphere of the world and acts with magnetic power upon the light that is within each individual's outer activity. To some degree, this seems like an involuntary thing, so far as the feelings of the mass of the people are concerned, but in reality, it is not. When we draw from the great heights of eternal perfection, the cosmic power of cosmic love, the atmosphere of Earth itself receives the blessing of that light substance drawn into the lower structure of Earth and into the mental and feeling world of mankind. And when we draw that forth at intervals, it is always to awaken the desire in mankind to turn to the light, which is the constructive way of life, and try to hold to something better than they have yet experienced. Now, when this light substance of the great central sun's love to the earth charges in to the physical conditions of the outer world, it draws upon the feeling of the people and tries to raise them into connection with the next higher activity that the higher mental body of each life stream is ready to bring forth. So when we come to bring this substance into the atmosphere of the nation with which we are working at the time. And since there is a balancing activity between India and America, both nations at this time require this cosmic light substance of intensifying love to expand the light within the heart of each individual to the point where the outer self feels disgusted and discontented with the human creation by which it is surrounded. Now, as the light within the heart expands at the command of the higher mental body, we, in drawing forth this cosmic light substance of cosmic love, form a protective atmosphere or aura around the outer self of the individual whose light is expanding. The same activity occurs concerning a nation when a group of people within a nation are determined to stand with God. I make that demand, then there comes to their assistance this activity of which I speak from the great central sun. And that becomes the strength of constructive activities within that nation. Now, India, for long, long centuries, has had within her borders those life streams who loved the light and knew that only devotion to the light was important in this world. They have become those great lights throughout the ages who have given the law of God to man many times. A similar thing has taken place in China. I'm not speaking of what you call Red China now. I'm speaking of China as a nation that has maintained her identity through six civilizations, and no conqueror has ever yet been able to absorb her people. And the same of India. And so it shall be within America if you take your stand. Thank you, precious ones. Now, India and China have maintained their identity regardless of all conquerors, regardless of all viciousness down through the ages, because the law of cosmic truth in the beginning was stated in those nations. And there has always been a certain number of life streams whose light was strong and who took embodiment in those nations to hold that identity against all outer destruction. So it is with America tonight. There are those strong life streams within your borders who made their decision at the inner level to come into embodiment at this time and be the strength of the light to help your nation stand for freedom against the forces that were determined to destroy freedom for mankind. Now, India and China have maintained their identity. America, it might interest you to know, since she was and is the Garden of Eden, will maintain her identity also. thank you, precious one, very, very much for your love and your response. May you always be held within the commanding love of my heart for your love of America and your assistance to us. Won't you be seated, please? I wish you to realize that in the rest of the world, nations have come and nations have gone. Civilizations have come and civilizations have gone. And many, many, many nations have lost their identity down through the centuries. And so, since we are coming to the place where we close a chapter of the world's history, only that goes into the future which has light enough to maintain the strength and devotion to God that holds the identity of the nation sustained into the future. And that is why we are guarding America just as surely as we guard India and China. We will guard anything that is constructive in any nation. But when the proportion of destructive activities in any nation lowers the moral standard of the people to the status of the animal, then those nations are just as surely as they degrade the people, those nations must die. Only that can be sustained which holds to the great morality of the cosmic law and purity as the command for the people. And it matters not what kind of a government rules the people. If the individuals in government will not keep the people purified and help them to rise higher, then if they degrade them, that government must be dissolved. And therefore, your calls for the protection of your God government and your God freedom to the people, your determination to have that, your willingness to protect it, your demand for its expansion, is the strength of God within your borders to hold protection for your people and the nation. And since the world has sought degradation instead of God, then those who have sought that degradation must pay the price. They have to be removed from the earth permanently. So, beloved ones, you little dream tonight where you stand in the great World Association of Nations. That which is not based on God and will not acknowledge God and will not accept God and will not turn to God, I tell you, the nation is dying. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's Russia or any other nation in the world. The only thing that sustains any constructive activity anywhere on the earth is the continual acknowledgement of God, the mighty I Am presence as the master hand. I'm the source to which there is due the love and devotion and service of this work. Our Russia, and the sinister force back of Russia, can no more wipe that out of the universe than that it can take the sun out of the heavens. They are but signing their own death warrant when they try to impose their filth upon government, when they try to impose their filth upon the people, when they try to steal your resources, and when they try to take out of existence that which is, mark you, already dedicated and consecrated to the worship of God, then you surely must know God is going to take a hand in things. Thank you, precious ones. Well, those who founded your country sought freedom for the worship of God, then that is the keynote on which the nation came forth. And since that is in agreement with the cosmic law of the universe, to place God first, then under the action of the cyclic law, cosmic forces and cosmic powers automatically are released to fulfill the great God destiny of those who place God first. Since America was sought for the freedom of God, and since our nation has stood for the worship of God, then the cosmic powers of God are always ready to defend their own. So stand your ground and call to the heights of creation for that which is of God to come forth in whatever manifestation is necessary to force the world to realize that that which is dedicated to God and consecrated to God is protected by God, and freedom by the power of God remains to bless the earth forever. Thank you, precious ones, and if I were you, I would take a decree which is in reality an action of the cosmic law that in the name of your mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, that which is not of God and God's freedom of eternity shall not pass into your country. Encircle your borders with the call to the great central sun for whatever manifestations of the sacred fire are necessary to issue that command to the rest of the world. But that which is not of God shall not pass into your country. If you will do that with the same fierce determination that Marshal Foch said they shall not pass, you shall have the same God answer to your call. When you say they shall not pass, that is a cosmic command. And when you say that which is not of God shall not pass into that which is dedicated to God, then the God beings from the central sun and everywhere in creation are ready to come to your assistance. If I were you, thank you. I would also say, in the name of the mighty I Am Present and by the power of the great command, the hordes of the shadows shall not desecrate the country of God. They shall not pass into this land. Now you take your stand and we'll take ours. Thank you, precious ones. And I want you to realize tonight there are many powers of nature that the war makers of the world cannot control. There are many activities of nature that can be your protectors and their barriers. There are many activities of nature over which we are the masters and of which the hordes of the shadows know nothing, even though for the time being they seem to know something about atomic bombs. And that is such a fragmentary activity of the electronic force that holds the world together, that did they understand what I have referenced to tonight, they would know better and to go on with some of their plans. There are magnetic powers of which they know nothing. And those magnetic powers are their masters. So I just tell you this for your own encouragement, so that as you go forward and make your demand, that the hordes of the shadows, in their intent to desecrate and destroy America, shall not pass into your land. You take your stand. There are great beings who are awaiting the order. To act in a way that all will understand. Some of the destructive forces in the rest of the world are very, very much mistaken about what's going to happen to America. thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated and just remain so? There is a command I can give you, and if you will use it in this way, let the God command of the sacred fire make the hordes of the shadows, the hordes of destruction, know they cannot pass into America. Some of them are here, but they can be taken care of too. That command of the sacred fire to the hordes of the shadows within your land, that they shall not pass and touch that which is of God. Now you issue the command, and we'll do everything possible to bring it into action as quickly as the cosmic law will permit. Nations that are in the dregs of existence and on the brink of poverty and annihilation are not your masters. I don't care who thinks they control the money of the world. Take that to them. God is master of this country, as he is of India and China. When I say he, I mean the great cosmic beings who have created the earth. The being who has created the earth, the mighty Helios. So go forward and yield not an inch to the hordes of those who must face their end just as surely as they exist. If they try what they think they're going to try on America. And I mean the Americas as well as the United States of America. Thank you, precious ones. And do you know, beloved ones, you can go from end to end in India without ever coming to the surface of the land at all. You can march an army from end to end of India through the subterranean passageways that we know, and we know some in America. And it would not be wise for the hordes of the shadows to try what they intend. I send them warning tonight. Thank you, precious ones. Now, just one more thing. Won't you be seated, please? Make your demand that the hordes of darkness be compelled to hear the great central sun's command to the earth. Just let us set it into motion, and we will do the rest. You demand that the great central sun's command to the earth go forth tonight in such terrific sacred fire as shall force the hordes of darkness to hear that command till they obey forever. You are the will of the people. You are the light of the nation. You are the authority of the mighty I Am presence. And you are, remember, the family of freedom. So your obligation is to use the cosmic powers of the sacred fire to compel freedom wherever you abide, wherever your authority is spoken to life. I'm quite as much interested in protecting the heart of the world as I am the head of the world, which India represents. So when we unite the head and the heart, there won't be any more mistakes. Do I make myself clear? Thank you, precious ones. And from an inner standpoint of embodiment, the life streams who have been the light in America are embodying in India, and the life streams who have been the light in India are embodying in America. So the two life streams of light are uniting. The world should listen to that. And on both nations and on China has the frightful dope activity of the world been definitely imposed. Not by the free will of the people in any nation, but one nation is responsible for that thing imposed upon your nation, upon my nation, and upon China. And that must leave the earth. So, beloved ones, go forward, and you demand that the great central sun's command of the sacred fire be first to be heard by everything that serves the shadows. Thank you, precious ones. There are sounds that can go forth in the atmosphere of earth made by the sacred fire that none can control. And when those sounds pass through the atmosphere of earth, God is master. So tonight, issue your commands with all the power of your being and all the authority of the sacred fire, and demand the great central sun's great command of the sacred fire go forth into the ears of everything and everybody that serves the shadows, and make them know the hand of God shall wipe out that which is desecration. So let us go forward, hand in hand, heart to heart, at one with those great beings whose directing intelligence is master everywhere. Keep calling forth the great central sun's great command of the sacred fire, and you will find the love from the heart of creation will come as your guardian and handle situations. But you know nothing about whatsoever in the outer, but that authority and power of the great command can go forth into the consciousness of the life streams of mankind and can go into the feeling world of those who are determined to destroy or desecrate America or enslave her people. So just issue the great command. You may not know what it is in worded expression, but if you call forth the great central suns, great command of the sacred fire to go forth into the brain and body of everything that serves the shadows, you will see some amazing things take place. And you will begin to feel the authority and the power that is yours to release into this world the activities that change events of the world, change the plans of the sinister force, and change the destiny of nations and of men. So, beloved ones, I will not keep you longer, but just know, with your beloved Saint Germain, I too am a guardian of America, and America shall hear the great command of the sacred fire. May it go forth and enfolding you in the love from the heart of creation, stand between you always and anything and everything that is of human desire or human desecration or human creation of those who as yet will not turn to the great God presence of life and give the obedience that fulfills the great divine plan. So know that love always guards its own, and that which opposes love is not wise and must pass through the fire of suffering until love once again is master of that life stream, and the obedience to God is the greatest joy of all time to come. All must know that someday, sometime, somewhere, that the greatest happiness of eternity is just the obedience to the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host that brings freedom and perfection that only love can give. And the law of love is paramount, immutable, inexorable, eternal, invincible, and forever victorious. May you know it with every fiber of your beings, and calling forth the great central suns, great command of the sacred fire, demand that everything that lives is forced to hear it. And you will know that your ascended master friends of the sacred fire in the great central sun have come to be with you in real earnest and with power that fulfills your calls. May the fullness of their heart's love clothe you with cosmic power and be your victory and the freedom of your nation by conscious command until you forever are free on this earth from that which is of human creation. So in the fullness of my heart's love, may the great central sun illumine you and make you aware of all that that power can be in your physical world by your call and your use and your devotion to the source that gives us all. May that love forever make mankind awake and forever turn away from the shadows that have only tortured them. May that love from the heart of creation be the law of your land, the government of your people, and the protection and the freedom and the supply that is God's destiny, God's command, God's divine plan, and God's way of the miracle existence that love alone can produce. May you feel your oneness with it and know the power that is yours to use till all life stands ascended and free. Thank you and good night. Beloved Amalia, thank you for your love tonight. Thank you with all our hearts for your protection and help to America. May we forever abide in that love that forever sets all free. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory, authority, and power of the great command of the sacred fire, that wherever we abide, perfection is compelled to hold command for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in all the power and love of the sacred fire that comes under your direction, until we forever stand ascended and free. Thank you, Blessed Daddy. Thank you, Mighty Himalaya, and to all the great ones who direct the sacred fire to the earth and the miracle love of eternity. Clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame and blaze the power that forever sets all free. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before. For your visible, tangible presence with us, clothe us in your sevenfold flame. Blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand. Become one of the sevenfold flame without and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, the great central sun's great command of the sacred fire. Let it descend and take its dominion on the earth and forever compel peace. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, and to mighty beloved Himalaya, asking them to take it, amplify it without limit, charge it to the great central sun's great command of the sacred fire to the earth, and let there descend that which cleanses the earth for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to wisdom, great divine plan, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the great central sun's great command of the sacred fire to blaze forth everywhere and consume everything that is not God and God's invincible love, perfection, and mastery over all in this world forever.